from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The move over law has been in effect for more than 20 years in Ontario, yet a lot of drivers aren't aware of it. When you see emergency vehicles with flashing lights on the side of the highway, slow down and move over to another lane if possible. OPP Constable Michelle Simard notes that first responders have limited space on the shoulder.
We're asking that people pay attention. That's one of your duties as a driver on the highway, is you need to pay attention to what's ahead of you.
OPP officers laid more than 900 charges last year for not moving over. They'll be concentrating on the move over law this long civic holiday weekend. A Northern Policy Institute study on the impact of COVID-19 on the region's economy includes a series of recommendations. Researchers found the first wave of the pandemic saw a slightly lower reduction in jobs in the north compared to the rest of the province. However, they say there was a much greater drop in employment up north during the second wave. The authors also found COVID-19 infection rates were much lower in the north, and the timing of the waves of infections did not match up with those in the south. They recommend public health policies be implemented on a regional level. The study also recommends future public spending cuts should consider the disproportionately negative effect they have on Northern Ontario, a region the authors say is already characterized by relatively low incomes. Moose hunters who applied for tags during the second chance allocation can soon claim them. Tags will be available starting Monday. You'll have until the end of moose season in the area you plan to hunt in to claim your tags, online, over the phone, or in person at some Service Ontario locations. MyTimmonsNow.com has the phone number as well as a list of wildlife management units you can use to figure out your deadline. There was an error in the translation from Spanish to English of Pope Francis's apology in Alberta. Translators said part of moving past requesting forgiveness will be to conduct a serious investigation into the facts of what took place. Organizers of his visit say it should have been translated into a serious search. Canadian bishops have pledged to provide documents that could help identify the remains of Indigenous children buried in unmarked graves. That's one of the requests that still has not been satisfied by the Vatican and other Catholic churches. Well, get ready for a Halloween candy shortage this fall. Hershey is already warning that it won't meet demand. Nestle says it's facing the same situation. Both candy manufacturers say supply chain issues because of the pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine war are causing the disruption. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.